What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Comair Podcast. My name is Kyle, and I'm going to be your host. I've been wanting to do this for a long time, and for whatever reason, I never felt confident in doing something like this and talking about food, and I think we all deal with that. I'm not good enough. I can't do this. Why would anybody want to listen to me? But recent events have led me to having way too much time on my hands. And I think, why not give it a try? I've been working on a list of restaurants and bars from all over the country. My previous job, I used to travel 3 to 4 weeks a month. And in order to keep track of all the places that I wanted to go to, I basically started an Excel spreadsheet. And now I have, 800-900 restaurants and bars all over the country, color-coded, broken down in Excel, and I've been sending it to my friends, and I think in my little circle that people know, if they want to go somewhere, they always ask me, hey, where should I go? What should I do? And I think in order for me to use something like this to benefit others, I think what I'm going to do with this podcast is basically run down some of my favorite restaurants in my favorite cities. And that will segue, hopefully, into further discussion and basically just me talking about food. This is going to be the first episode. I'm taping this thing in one shot. I've tried so many times to record something and I just give up because I stop, I start, I edit, and it's all messed up. So this is going to be a one take thing. Please bear with me. I think it's only going to get better from here. So we're going to start in Miami. I live in Florida. I live about an hour and a half away from Miami, and I live in a food desert, or at least I like to call it a food desert. I'm working on a couple things, hopefully soon, to make it less of a food desert and make it somewhere where we can have some pretty cool food and fun spots. But with that being said, I'm going to list my three favorite or my three most likely places that I go to every time I go to Miami. And the first one is gonna be La Sandwicherie. La Sandwicherie has been around for a while. They started out in South Beach, and I think I discovered La Sandwicherie about 2011 or so. I went to MIA Skate Shop, and I asked them, hey, where should I go get some food? So they sent me down the alley, and sure enough, I fell in love. La Sandwicherie is this cool little counter service only sandwich shop, all French style. And I always get the Sobe Club. It's basically on a croissant, It is chicken breast, lettuce, tomato, all their accoutrements, and brie cheese. I get it toasted with their vinaigrette, and it is divine. I absolutely love it. And avocado. I completely bastardized that, but just listen. Get the Sobe Club on a croissant, get it toasted, and get extra vinaigrette. That's all you need to know. Forget all the other stuff, forget all the mumbling, get the Sobe Club. Doesn't matter what you get there, it's all amazing. They have a great French bread. I prefer the croissant, like I said, and some of the locations are up until 5 in the morning. I know there's one in Wynwood, there's one in Brickell, and one in South Beach, but there's definitely more. But those are the spots that I go to. That place is a must. I actually just bought some of the vinaigrette, took it home, and I put it on everything. So that's number one. Number two is going to be this spot that nobody would ever expect. It's a Thai tapas bar on 8th Avenue. And if you're familiar with Miami, 8th Avenue is called Calle Ocho. And that is a hugely Cuban populated area. They have Domino's. It's basically where everybody goes to get that Cuban American experience in Miami. And they have this little tiny Thai tapas bar. And it's called Lung Yai Thai Tapas. Now, I'm going to bastardize all of these names, so please bear with me. But that place, there's always a wait. There's probably like, I don't even know, 4 or 5 tables outside. There's a bar seating inside. It is so small, but that place is so good. And I think what makes that place so good to me is the service. You get this authentic, real experience. They have no problem with telling you you're not going to get food. The wait is too long, or you know, they're having a drink and then they come get you. So there's some form of service in my head that I love that is authentic. Yeah, they could be better. Yeah, the service could be faster, but you're going there for them and their food, and they don't care because they know their food is great. And I think there's something to be said about that. You may get frustrated, you may not get in, but the one thing I get is the cow soy gai noir. I have no idea if that's right. It's this basically curry broth with coconut milk, with chicken, and these crispy noodles on top with some noodles inside, and it is delightful. I could drink that broth all day long. It is so amazing, so flavorful, so rich, so it's just so good. They give you some fresh limes, some acidity there, and it's just something that I crave. I go there and try to get a spot. Usually I go by myself just because it's impossible to get in with groups of like 4, 5, 6. So if you're going to go, try to go by yourself or with 2. But anything more than that, it's going to be impossible to get in. And my third suggestion for this episode is Via Emilia number 9. And that's on South Beach. And that place, man, I will tell you, it is some of the best Italian food I've ever had. It is so good. It's quiet. It's small. It's in a little strip mall. And it is so good. Like, the food is so, so good. The chef owner was there. They have one little entrance with some bar seating. And then on the other side of the wall where they cook their food is like the main dining room. I sat at the bar. I usually like to sit at the bar. Especially if it's an open kitchen. I love that. That's kind of what I do. I don't remember if I had the carbonara or the gnocchi, but doesn't matter what you get there. It's all good. They have fresh made pastas. All the sauces are made in house. The burrata was amazing. It's just so good. And I think, don't quote me on this, but I think they have like this little Italian market as well. But that place is so, so good. So if you're in the mood for Italian, that's the spot, Via Emilia 9 on South Beach, that Thai tapas place on Calle Ocho, and of course, La Sandwicheria. You can never go wrong with that. So that, with that being said, this is going to be a little episode. I think I'm going to start these like this. I'm going to start going through my list of restaurants, and hopefully this leads to something. If not, I get to talk about food. I get to remember the experiences that I had. Hopefully, I'll be going out and traveling again and going to some of these restaurants and some of these places that I really love going to. Like I said, it may not be the best service. It may not be the best location, but sometimes that's where you find the best food. And I certainly have a passion for the restaurant industry, for good food. And of course, you know, that experience. I think the experience is part of why we go out to eat. Anybody can order takeout and eat it inside, and the food's just not the same. I don't like to do that. During the whole pandemic, I barely ordered anything from DoorDash or any of those services because I just hate getting food sent to my house. I'd rather go get it and eat it on the curb. But there's just something that I just can't stand about my food being delivered, put in a car, somebody else touching it, it gets cold, they have to deliver it to somebody else. I don't know. But thank goodness we're back to somewhat normal. We're going to restaurants again, and I'm going to do my part to highlight some of these restaurants that I like, give you good and bad, and hopefully, you know, just talk about food. We'll see where this leads, but for now, I think this would be a good little introduction, and yeah, be good. Thank you for listening, and tune in for the next episode.
Yay! you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.